Now, we came in Ein Aleph. Dimu lichas ha-reish va-atlofim va-meach. Ho-reish chefe lishnayim. U-melche yofe v-tzat-pnim. So the lotion of the Mechaber is that he has to be chetechet lishnayim. U-melche yofe v-tzat-pnim. V-chizer u-meliach ha-latzar. So first, it's mashma from the lotion that the first thing he has to do is to cut it. And then he has to be mileyachet litzatni on the surface, the inside surface. And then after he salts, he puts salts on the inside surface. So he puts salt on the seya surface, on the hairy surface. Sheina seya miyakif al de amelech lehaflidam. Now, let's say go over all this specific in order to understand, I mean, what the Taz says. Hatlofim the hoofs, michatecha iso miat limato. So he has to make a chituch, a cut. Umelche, v'yaniach mokim achtach limato, v'yim la'agam al'asiyah. Because if he doesn't make any cut limato, So then the hoofs would have a din of a cliche in a minuke. So all the blood would accumulate there. So because of that, so he has to make a cut lemat. Hakrum shalameyar, the membrane of the brain, yesh bichuti. Ve'ameyach atzme yesh bidam. Ve'niyetze mididomei bimlichas oreish. Lifi she'etzem oreish makifet. Veimid lifonov, veimokim lidam loziv, lifichu habol imelchei. So what should he do in order to extract the dam from the meyach and from the chuti? So lifichu habol imelchei kerei umeitzi hameyach v'kerei hakrum umelchei. So he has to be minakev the. So in other words, so he can do one of two things. Either he's kereyan, he's meitzi the meyach, v'im rotzo l'imleach, hareish v'hameyach b'seichei, he doesn't want to be kereyat. So then, there is another alternative. Yinkev v'etzem k'neged akrum, v'yinkev gam akrum, v'yimlach, v'yaniach hanekev l'mato, muter afil l'gdeo. So, v'yim nimlach, Vain Lil Simon Samacheski said Neyak Milchatrile, Vim Nimla Hari Sholim Beloinikivasetzem, Beloinikivasetzem. So Akrum Vamea Hasuri, Ushor Oresh Mutor, because without piercing the etzem and the krum of the Meyach, the bone and the membrane of the Meyach, so then the salt will not be able to extract the dam. So Memele from the Meyach. So Memele the Krum de Meyach Arosa, but Shorish Muta, Vikolshkin Shorbos Oshim, Hakul Yesu Shoratsum Sheyesh Ben Meyach, Tzrichin Milich, Umlichas Etzem, Meil Meyach Shebikirbe, Vinzorich Linki for Etzem, Vinzorich Linki for Etzem, only Ligabi the Etzem of the Meyach, so he has to pierce it. Mil Hatrilal im Lechenu, im Shorboso, Rach Livad. Now, as a matter of fact, before we go to the Taz, let's go over the lotion of the two. Kosev HaRashbo, HaMeliach HaReish Keitzat Yase, Shasar Mafsik Bein Yuvin HaMelech, Yesh Emrim SheMeliach Lasa, VaHakein Manichei HaReish, So the Rashba mentions a shite. Now the question is, now, if you don't If you don't cut the head in two, so then the melicha has to be done on the hairy surface of the head. So maybe the hair is a hefsek, and that prevents the melech, if you put the salt on the hair, so mele that prevents the melech from extracting the dam that is beneath the hair. Is it a hefsek or it's not a hefsek? So it's a question of mitzias. So apparently the Yeshemrim held, that the seyar is a hefsek and it blocks the extraction of the dam from beneath the hair, as long as there is hair. So Memele, what does he say? So he says, Shemelea halaseya, vakei minichei aloish, ache yosir aseya. So Monefshech, he says that he has to singe it on fire. In order, by singeing it on fire, so he'll remove the hair of the head. So why doesn't he do it at the very outset? So it is obvious that he cannot do it at the very outset, because if he puts, you see, the hairy surface of the head on the fire, he brings it in contact with the fire, so it will be mavliya the dam. The fire is certainly yatzledes. So memele, even if he singes it for a moment, it will be mavliya. So that's the reason as to why he cannot at the very outset bring the hairy surface of the head in contact with the fire, because that might be mavliya the dam, and it will be pirish from one place and it will be nivra in another place. Oh, so memele, but so we are faced with a problem at the very outset to bring the hairy surface of the head in contact with the fire and to singe it, that might be mavliya the dam. So and to put the salt on the hair, so maybe the hair will be a hefsek and it will prevent the salt from extracting the dam beneath the hair. So what should he do? So the Yeshemim say, Mileya chalasa, vakei minicha aleish, achi yoser asa. So apparently, when you put the Yeshemim hold, that when the salt is placed on the hair, so mimele it is a hefsek and it prevents a thorough extraction of the dam, but it still is capable of extracting the dam from the periphery of the head, you know, the periphery. So in other words, if there is no hair, once you remove the hair from the head, from the surface of the head, then the dam can extract, the salt can extract all the dam. I mean, whenever you are meleach, ichtichas bosom, so then it's all right. But why is it all right? Maybe the salt just extracted the dam from the periphery, but not from the whole interior of the chtiche. There's a machlikas, we learned, there's a machlikas between the Rosh and the Rashbo, whether it's imperative that you should salt chtiche on both sides or only on one side. So the Rashbo, the Rosh is that if you salt it on one side and not on the other side, so it's enough. The Rashbo Shite and the Rosh Shite is that you have to salt it on both sides. But even if you salt on both sides, but if it's a chticho over, so how can you be sure that this salt extracted all the dam? The answer is that the salt has the capacity of extracting dam from the whole interior, even if it's a very thick chaticho. So that is if there is no hair. But if there is hair and he puts the salt on the hair, so that prevents the salt from extracting the dam from the whole interior in its own way. But from the periphery of the head, it is still capable of extracting the dam. So Mimele, the Yeshemim say, Shemele Yachalaseya. So too, this salting will not extract the dam from the whole interior of the head, but from the periphery it will. It will extract. So once he extracted the dam from the periphery of the head, so there is no danger in exposing it to the fire for a moment to singe it and to for the purpose of removing the hair, because when you singe it on the fire for a moment, so it couldn't be mavliya bikule, because even tzli is only mavliya kidenitile. When is it mavliya bikule? When you are mevashlet negdeo. So memele. So in this case, where he did one miliche, when he made one miliche, so that miliche was on the seya. So it wasn't a good miliche. It didn't extract all the dam, but from the periphery it extracted the dam. So memele, there is no dam in the periphery. So then, when he singes it on the fire for a moment, it could be mavliya and remove and be mafrish the dam from the interior mimokim, because the exposure of the hair, you know, to the fire for a moment can only be mavliya in the periphery, but the dam from the periphery was already removed as a result of the first salting. So once he did that, v'hakim anicha aleish, asher yosir asar, v'cheizir meleach. Then there is no sar, there is no hefzek. So then he makes a thorough salting, and that will extract all the dam. V'nereya divrei. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat in the Rashbo? It's apparently, where is the Yeshivim held? That the seyar is a hefzek, and it prevents the salt from extracting the dam. So the Rashba is chelek, and he holds that even when the salt is placed on the seyar, it still is capable of extracting the dam. Elochetech, so memele, it's not necessary to resort to two saltings, as the Yeshemim say. Elochetech horeish lishnayim, umileach yofi, yofi, horeish litzatnim, v'chezer umileach alasa. Now the question is raised by the Bes Yosef here. Now we learned that there is a machleike in Siman Samachtes. There is a machleike between the Rashba and the Rosh as to whether if you have ichticho, is it imperative that you should salt it on both sides, or it's enough if you salt it on one side? So the Rosh says that it's imperative that you salt it on both sides. The Rashba says that it's enough if you salt it on one side. And here is the Rashba. So the Bes Yosef has the kashe. Why does he say Elochetech horeish lishnayim umileach yofi horeish litzatnim v'chezer umileach alaseya? So why does he say? Why does he say that is chezer umileach alaseya? In other words, he cut it in two. So then the inner surface, the interior surface, he puts salt litzatnim in the interior surface. So that's enough according to the Rashba. So that's the kasha of Bes Yosef. Bes Yosef says, lichatchile, even the Rashba will be made that the proper way is to salt it on both sides. Lichatchile. So in the Chanami, it's not me'akiv, but he just says what is the ideal thing. So the ideal thing, even according to the Rashba, is that after he salts it on the interior surface, litzatnim, he should salt it on the hairy surface. So the Rashba says in so many words,
al
the hoofs, מחתך איסומת למטו, ומלח ואדם יצא דרך אחתך. הקחום של המח יש בחוטי, והמח עצמי יש בדם, ואם יצא מלדומי במליחס הרש, לפי שעצם הרש מעקיפי, וימד לפונו, וימוקים לדם לוזיב, ואפילו צלעי עלי שיאפשר לעי שליש אבדומי. והדום מסקבץ בעצם המח עושו כגדיר, לפי כוח הבו למולכי, קרי ומצי המח וקרי הקרום ומלכי. וריצה לא אוכל אצלי מניע בשחיתוסי על איש, והדום זב דר הביס השחיתי. הניחי על ביס נחירו ונועץ בשפוד וכון אמותה, לבשכם דרך שום, זוב אדם. וכי מניקה בעצם כנגד הקרום, והניחם על הנקב שפדום. So in other words, so the tour says that even if he doesn't cut the head into two parts, so it's also right. In other words, what is essential that he should pierce the etzem, keneged akrum, the etzem ameach, keneged akrum has to be pierced. So then he consulted without slicing it into two parts. So in other words, so the question is, so why did the Rashi say? Why did the Rashi say that is Elochite Horish Lishnaim Umileach Yofi Yofi Horish Lizatni? So it's not imperative that he should slice it into two parts. All that is imperative is that it is that he should pierce the etzem of the meyach. Can I get a crew? That's all. So the Bessi Yosef says that in Achanam, it's not imperative. But it's more ideal, it's a mitzvah min hamufreya to slice it into two parts. So when the Rashba says Elochite Horish Lishnayim, not that it's a must. That's better. But if he doesn't want, he doesn't have to do it. But one thing is a must. In other words, he has to pierce lechol apoches the etzem hameyach shekeneged akrum. This is what he says. The Bess Yosef. והרמב״ם כוסף, שהם מבשלי, ולא יקולי נעשה, you're not allowed to boil it, you're not allowed to fry it, עד שיהבו ועשה באש תחילו. So that until you boil it first. So why does he use the term יהבו, not עד שיצלו? Because יהבו, יצלו might mean a thorough boiling. But יהבו means even a partial boiling. So according to the Rambam, the leiv cannot be eaten al di bishul at the very outset. Al di very outset. I mean, we don't pass like that. No one is machmer for the Shitas Rambam. But you must mehavev the leiv first, beish. You must boil it partial. Then you can boil it, you can fry it, you can do whatever you want. But there must be a partial boil. וכן כוסו בהלוכס דלס, שאין לי אוכלי אלו צלי, אלו צלי. ועדיין יובי אורו זל, הוא ימטר לבש לי על די מליחי עם המח, רק שיינקים, הוא עצם כנגד הקרום, ויינקים גם הקרום. But he doesn't say that you have to slice it in the two. So that's a raya, mean of the Bess Yosef, that when the Rashba mentions that you have to slice it in two, that's only mitzvah mufra. It's not a must. It's not a must. Now the Rambam Shita is that the leiv cannot be eaten. The leiv cannot be eaten al the bishul at the very outset. But first you must boil it. Partial boil. Why? Because the dam, there is a lot of dam konus in the leiv, in the heart. The heart is the pump. So memele, a substantial quantity of dam becomes misyabish. becomes dried up in the heart, in the hollow, in the halal of the leiv. So memele, according to the Rambam, miliche cannot extract all the dam because it becomes misyabish. And in order to extract all the dam that dried up in the halal haleiv, so you must boil it, partial boil it. But we don't pass. No one is cheshish for the Shittas Rambam. All right. So v'chein kosa balin. Now let's see the tas. Chetri lishnayim. Pireish diyesh machmirim ve'emrim שעשיו מעקף את הדם שבבשר הוריש, שלא יצא על נויכה, הוא שתאיזת, תזדהי שאימרים עובד הרשב. ולפי חוכמי וכנאי זה התחילו על עשייה, שיפליט מיד, in other words, in order to extract the dam from the periphery. So then, when we bring the hair in contact with the fire for a moment, so we don't have to be afraid lest this contact with the fire will be mavliya, because this contact with the fire at most can only be mavliya in the periphery. But the dam from the periphery was already extracted. So even though the Yeshemim hold that the hair is a hefsek, so it's a hefsek in the sense that because of the hair, so it cannot extract the dam from the whole interior, but from the periphery it can. Alright. Sheyafin mad v'hakim anichin esareish, u'masir naseya, v'chezrin u'melchin esareish. Because of Rashbal Zed, of his rosom, shanicho achas, v'inich nisorak miyat, Lomo yibo el vada yinasiya. So that's the kashi, the Rashbes. But the teretz, the little bo, in order to prevent the fire from being mavliya. El vada yinasiya makif klal. Vehave oreish misho poso. Veoreitz el hachmer bereish yachterenu lishnai. So you see how he says it. The Taz explains it the way the Bes Yosef explains it. So in other words, even though the Rashbo doesn't use the Loshen Horeitz el hachmer. The Rashbo's Loshen is Elecheitech Horeish. But because this is the way the Bes Yosef explains it. יחתכנו לשניים ולכנו לצטנים וגם לעשיר. ובתרס הבייס, האורוך לזוכר שיחתכו לשניים מסורש, רק בקוצר כוסף. וגם כן, שלוי מן הדין, רק בלו שנמרי צחית הורש לשניים. ואף על פי שהתור השכונו אוכלו כוספו עם רצה, אלו כוספו דרך פסק, מכל מוקים הוא למצווה מן המופכה. מאחר שכוסף בס יוסף הטעם, שצורך לחתך, לחת חורש לשני, מי שמעמיח שבפנים, עד כאן. ובאמס גם ניקף העצם לחוד מהן, וכמי שכוסף אחר כך, ועל כוחו מתור הצלושן ומריצה שכוסף הרש. Now, and that seems, I mean, that appears, it certainly appears from the lotion of the Rashbo, the fact that in the Tiras Abayis Oruch, he doesn't even mention it, the Chitre Lishnayim, and in Tiras Abayis HaKotzer, he uses the lotion in Reitze, so it's mashma, that it's only as a hidu, not that it's a must. It's a must. But what is a must? Piercing the etzem hameyach kineged akrum. That's a must. Still, the Or HaShulchan doesn't like that pshat of the Bes Yosef, the Or HaShulchan. And the Yestikashe, if the pshat in the two is that... That elchit chorish lish and the tchilas shnayish. That's only mitzvah namufchar. It's a hidu. So what is a must? The piercing, the etzem hameyach keneged akrum. So first, so it would have been more orderly for the two first to mention that which is imperative, and then mention the hidu. But the two first dimensions, Chetech Horeish Lishnai, and then at the end of the simen he says, V'chein in Nikav be'etzem k'neged akrum v'nich la'neged shabadomim. So it's not orderly. All right, that's it. Inachanami, it would have been more orderly, I mean, if the two mentioned it that way, but that's no raya. And then he also asks again the same kasha he asks against the mechaber. So how is it that in Sif Aleph at the very outset he says horish chetche lishnai, and then in Sif Gimel he mentions that v'im rotzol im leach horish v'ameyach b'seichei yinkei v'etzem kineged akrum v'yinkei gam akrum v'yimlach. So in Sibgimu, so because of that, he explains the two in a different way than the Bes Yosef. And in other words, and he says that the Rashbo, when the Rashbo says that Yechaitech Horesh Lishnayim, so it's imperative. Why is Chaitech Horesh Lishnayim? So he says, because the Rashbo also agrees with the Sheet of the Yeshemrim that the Seyar is a Hefzik. That the Seyar is a Hefzik. Now, if the Seyar is a Hefzik, so why does the Rashbo say that, what does Rashbo say? So he says in so many words that it's not the Hefzik. So he says it's a Sofik. Maybe it is a Hefzik, maybe it isn't the Hefzik. So the Mele, he requires that it should be, that he should slice it in two, you see, because it's a Sofik. It's a Sofik. And he mentions the Aloche that is mentioned by the Ramo in Simen Ayin Hei. Now, in Simena in Hey, so there it says, there is aloche marzikin dam b'nimayim. Let's say the intestines of a behemoth, the intestine, the b'nimayim of a behemoth. So we are not cheshish that there is dam in the b'nimayim. So memele in bishlom b'kdeiro beloy milicha muta elim kin asmik. Unless it has a red appearance, if the b'nimayim, the intestines, let's say the dakim of the behemo, have a red appearance, so that indicates that there is dam. But otherwise, we are not cheshish lest there is dam in the b'nimayim. So b'meila, if he was mivashel the b'nimayim in the gdeiro without salting at first, so it's muta. But then he says b'nimayim below shuman shaleim. He says in Siv Beis, "Afal pishe marzikim b'em dam, muta limolcha min bosa. Muta limolcha min bosa. V'yesh eisrim limolcha min bosa. Why? Uvochen yagin. Uvidevet muta. So why is v'yesh eisrim? So over there, the pshat is maybe there is dam. In other words, maybe there is dam. Maybe there is dam. So Mimele, so he says that here too." The tour and the mechaber, the reason as to why they require that he should slice it, he should slice the head into two parts and then put salt on the interior surface, lisatnim, and after that to put salt on the hairy surface, is because it's a sofik. It's a sofik. Maybe it will be meitzidam, the melech that is placed on the hair, maybe not. So in other words, so it's like the b'nimayim. It's like mayim. So because of that, you're not allowed lechatchila. There are more paskins to put the salt on to be meleach the b'nimayim together with adach tiches boso. Why? Because maybe it will be meitzidam. So it will asa the adach boso. It asa adach boso. So here too there is a salt. I mean, what this is, even though the Aruch HaShulchan is so convinced of his pshat, that this is the right pshat in the Rashbo, and the right pshat in the Tur, and the Mechaber, and he goes so far, the Aruch HaShulchan. Now, how can he say, all right, so Bishleime vis-a-vis the Tur, so he's chilek on the Bis Yosef's pshat. When the Bis Yosef says, that when the Tur says, I mean, the Roshna Rashbo, Lachitech Horeish, that's only B'tiras Hido. He's not Mechuyev to do it. So he says that he's Chilik on the Bis Yosef. But he says, as Pshat in the Mechaber, that when the Mechaber says, Horosh Chitech Lishnayim, Umeil Chayofe Litzatnim, so it means it's a must. But how can he say that? And Behoraye, because in Siv Gimel, he says Chetchel Ishnayim in Sif Aleph, and the other aloche that it's imperative that he should pierce the etzem shebimeyach keneged akrum, that he only mentions in Siv Gimel. So if that had been only a hiddur, and the only imperative thing is that he should pierce the etzem ameyach keneged akrum, so first he should mention this din and then mention the hiddur. Why mention the Hido before he mentions that which is a mas? So that's the raya that the Mechaber says, Horeish Chetchel Lishnayim. So it's a mas. But how can he say that? I mean, he's aware of that difficulty. After all, the Bais Yosef himself says in the Torah that when the Bais Yosef, that when the Torah says Chet Chelishnayim, it's only b'tirasidu. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. And the Bais Yosef mentions the Loshen of the Rashba. I mean, that he says Imreitze. So he says Inach Name. When the Bais Yosef wrote the Bais Yosef, so at that time he was not aware of that pshat. But then when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, so Minashomayim Komizakele, that he was mechavein to write the din, to formulate it in such a way in accordance with the right pshat, not in accordance with his own pshat. I mean, that's a little bit of chassidus in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan was a Talmud of the Tzemach Tzedek. But he was such a terrific Talmud that you can see in the Tshuves of the Tzemach Tzedek, in the Tzemach Tzedek's Sforim, the Hashpoy of the Aruch HaShulchan. Many aloches, you'll see, I mean, the Hashpoy of the Aruch HaShulchan and the Tzemach Tzedek. So he was not only a Talmud of the Tzemach Tzedek, but to a certain extent, the Aruch HaShulchan was like, it was, I mean, Mitalmid HaYisa Mikulom. So he was Mashpia in the Derech, and the Derech of the Tzemach Tzedek. And the Aruch HaShulchan, so the Tzemach Tzedek, was Mashpia a lot of Chassides on the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan was Mashpia a lot of Misnagdes on the Tzemach Tzedek. As a matter of fact, the Tzemach Tzedek was the one who openly said that the Goyen was right in his machlekes against Chassides. And because of the machlekes of the Goyen against Chassides, so Chassides was channeled completely within the framework of Torah. If not for the machlekes of the Gro against Chassides, then on account of the ignorant people, you know, who joined the movement of Chassides, because that is true of every movement, just as it was true, you know, when Wilkie ran against Franklin Delano Roosevelt, so all the Nazis in the United States, they supported Wilkie. The Nazis in the United States had nothing in common with Wilkie. Wilkie was certainly one of the Chassidei Umes Ha'Olam. He was an heir of Israel. But they had to support someone. They didn't want to support Franklin Delano Roosevelt, so they supported Wilkie. But not that they had anything in common with Wilkie. And that, one second. And the same is true of the Chassidus movement. So of course, I mean, there was nothing wrong on the part of the Gdelim among the Hasidim, of the Rebbeim, the Baal Shem, and the Mizrich HaMagid, I mean, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch, but there were many Amioretz at that time who had the great hostility against Gdeli Yisrael. And when they saw that there were Rebbeim who criticized some Gdeli Yisrael, so they criticized L'Shem Shamayim. So they joined the movement in order, you know, to have an outlet for their hatred against the Daily Israel. That's the reason as to why many Amoretz who hated the Daily Israel, I mean, with the sin that the Gemara says, that of the sin of Amoretz to Talmidei Chachamim. So they joined that movement, and they were the Hasidim whom the Goyen mentions that in Shmak Aleinu they made somersaults. I mean, that wasn't, the Baal Shem didn't make a somersault in Shmak Aleinu. But in every movement, you find some those who join the movement. Why? Because they have a hatred against somebody else. So this is what the Tzemach Tzedek said. I mean, Rebbe Hepstein mentions that in his Achenes, the Teirot Mimo. So the Tzemach Tzedek said that it was the greatest thing for the Hasidus movement that the Goyen conducted that machlekes, because that channeled the Hasidim, you know, in the right direction, and because of that, so those who did not belong to the Hasidim movement, gradually, I mean, moved away from the Hasidus movement. So you see, I mean, in that the Aruch HaShulchan says that Nashomayim, so they were mizake to the Mechaber, that he should formulate it in the proper way in order that he should mention the din in accordance with the right pshat. But this is the pshat of the Rosh Hashulchan is a big deichak. I mean, and the most reasonable pshat in the tour and in the in and mechaber is that the chet l'shnayim is only b'tirasim. All right. Now simen ayin veis. Halev miskabitz adam b'seichei b'shashchit. Lifichoch tzorich likorei kedem milich. Ulheitzi domei ulimolchei ahakach. V'yoz muter afilu livashle. V'yesh machmiren livashle rak tzelinesei. Now that's a very difficult sheet. Now, so, now the lave has a lot of dam. It's the pump. It pumps the blood. So it has a lot of dam konus b'seichei in the halal aleiv. So mimele, before you sold the lave, so you have to tear it. You have to tear it open. And then, and empty out all the blood that is konus b'seichei. And then you sold it. Then you sold it. So then he says, v'yoz muter afilu levashle. V'yesh machmir levashle rak tzelen esle. What's the tam? That's not mentioned. So hatam, the Ta says, hatam shemo yivashlu biloy kri. V'kosuf al ze bidarke meishe, ach shomati mirabim shemakilim v'neyagim levashle acharam lich. V'chein kosuf marshal lehokil bezu, she'ein gzeira zu bitalmud v'loy begeni. And the goyen, I mean, it's not in accordance with his derech to mention a prichodosh. So here he says, "V'yesh migzira shema yivashol b'leikri ugzira chadoshei diimkeim b'chol ho diamrin on ditzorich tichel umvicha neim ochem prichodosh." So in other words, so we don't, you're not machmir, even though the Ramo mentions it, but we no one is machmir for that. So in other words, once he tore open the leiv, so then. And he was Meleachet, so then he can even be Mevashlet. He can be Mevashlet. All right. Molchei v'loi korei. Suppose he was Meleach. He was Meleach the leiv without tearing it open first. Kirei achar melechose. Umuta. So he can tear it open after the melecha and it's muta. Afal pishe nimlachim adam shebisech. Dichibele kach pelti. Vio adin im tzolei velikore. Shekere lachatz liyose yumuta. Avol im bishlei bilik rie. Oser achi hei samech keneged aleiv. Do yadinon kama nofak mene. Kama nofak mene. Now this is based upon the Gemara in Chum. There are many shittes rishenim there. Now the Mishnah Daf Kuftes on the Aleph at the bottom. Hakchal kerei omeitzi eschal. Loi korei eine yovro. Haleiv kerei omeitzi es domei. Loi korei eine yivir olo. Now let's see the Rashi. Loi korei eine yivir al achilosei lilkes. Viloi al bishulei. Dilaf cholov mikro. Umorim foresh ik misal rabon. But that doesn't concern us now. That has to do with Kham. Haleiv kerei omeitzi es domei. Loi korei eine yivir olo. Li is bikores. Why not? Umiseches krisis meikelo bilivei sheim bidome kazais avol bibheimo chayev kores im likori lacha bishule. So Rashi says im likori lacha bishule bibheimo, so is chayev kores, but is dam she bishule. So that stays with asogi on Rashi. In other words, I mentioned that while most Rishenim say the dam shebishle is not osa midraise, but the shita of the Rambam and Rashi is to the contrary. Where is the Rashi? The Rashi is here. The Rashi is here. So mimele, so Tesis is chilek. So what does Tesis do with that Gemara? That the Gemara says that only believeiv so is not chayev because in bidome kazais mashein ke believe behemo so is chayev kores. Now by dam. So then there is dam that is oser midraise you are ever lav but you're not chayv kores, and there is dam for which you are chayv kores. For which dam are you chayv kores? If it's dam anefesh. So in other words, so the dam that accumulates in the heart, So then, as a result of the shchite, so there is a great flow of blood into the heart. So memela that's dama nefesh. So yachayv ker, of course. So the Gemara in Krize says that when the Mishnah says loy korei, so he says that loy korei in a eiver olof lias bikores, because there is less than a kazayis, but nebehime. So the question is, but is dam shebishlei? So Teisa says the Gemara there has reference to a case where we ate it raw, where he didn't cook it, he didn't boil it. But in a chaname, if he boiled it, so then it's not even more some of the rice, it's all some of the rabbanon. But Rashi shita is to the counter. All right, now then Rashi says, avo. Im likore, avo behimo chayev kores im likore lacha bishurei. Avo psore in inesa. But the bosor of the lave does not become moser. Why not? If he was mivashi. If he was mivashi, the lave, without tearing it open, and that the heart being the pump of blood. So mele there is a lot of blood, konus, in the halal halave, and it was cooked that way in the pot. So mele the defne, the psar halave, certainly were belaya, so we should say that they were belaya. They were belaya dam. The belaya dam. So still, Rashi says it doesn't come osa. The bosor is muta barchile. Shalif choloku veini belaya vachanam amrinam b'sochim shana leiv dishi. Because the leiv, the psara leiv, the tissue of the leiv of the heart is very smooth. It does not have pores. Like other tissue of the behim, so mimele, it's not belaya. This is a gemorim psochim. The gemorim psochim mentions the price that is mentioned here. Daf kuftes amit beis. So the price says hakhal kere yomitzi es chalbe es chlove loy kore in evolov halif kere yomitzi es domi loy kore kere lacha bishule yumuta kere lacha bishule yumuta. Now, so Rashi assumed, Rashi's pshat is that the question is, what does it mean? Kirei lacha bishulei. Does bishul mean? So there is a machlekes rishonim. Some rishonim say that bishul here doesn't mean bishul in a pot, but sli, because sli can also be called bishul. And in the posikim melochim, so it's mentioned in connection with the Korban Pesach by Yishiyo, by Yivashlo Esa Pesach, and it doesn't mean that they boiled it. You're not allowed to boil a Korban Pesach. It means boiled. So in other words, bishul, you see, just as the English term cooking. So the English term cooking has a general connotation, and it might have a specific connotation. As a general term, cooking includes all kinds of cooking, whether it's boiling or broiling or frying or roasting, and cooking can also be used in a specific sense. In other words, in the sense of boiling. So bishul in Lashon HaKodesh has the same two connotations. So bishul in its specific sense, it means boiling in a gdero with water, and in the general sense, it can mean cooking. Any kind of cooking can be broiling too. So many rishonim say that when it says halev kere umitzi is domei loy kore kere lacha bishule, it doesn't mean lacha bishule in egdeiro. Then it's not chayach, but it means lachatzliyose. But Rashi and the Rambam, they both hold that when the price says kere lacha bishule, so it means lacha bishule in egdeiro. So this is, and the Gemara in Psochim is trying to deduce from that braise that we say kibeli kach belte, that he say kibeli kach belte. So the Gemara says, the Gemara mentions this braise halev kere umetzi es dome loy kore kere lacha bishule yimuter. Why is it muter? But it was nisbashel, so memele it was beleya. The answer is kibeli kach pelte. So the Gemara is matche detraye, and the Gemara says shana leiv dishi. Maybe there is no halacha of kibbeli kach peyote. So why does the price say loy korei? So iskerei lacha bishulei muter? Because there is no problem. There couldn't be any blie. There couldn't be any blie. Now one thing is clear. You see. So now there is a machlekes reshenim. The machlekes reshenim. According to, if we say, according to the teretz of the Gemara, that the Gemara says, Shana leiv tishie, so what's the pshat in the braise? Kir lacha bishulei. So the Rambam and Rashi say, Kir lacha bishulei means even bishul bideiro, because Shana leiv tishie. Shana leiv tishie, it's moved, it has no pores, the tissue of the leiv. So Mimele, there is no blie. So Bishul means Bishul Mamesh, big deal. Not Sliye. The Ramban says no. That even according to the Teretz of the Gemara, in Pesachim, Shana Leiv Dishie, so the Gemara doesn't mean that according to the Teretz, that when the price says Kir Lacha Bishulei Muter, it means Lacha Bishulei Big Deiro. How could the Gemara prove from that Kibeli Kachpelte? Kibeli Kachpelte certainly does not apply to Bishul. Kibeli Kachpelte only applies to Tzli, not to Bishul. And the Gemara at first tried to deduce from this price that we say Kibeli Kachpelte. So the one, the Makshin, who tried to deduce from that price that we say Kibeli Kachpelte certainly must have interpreted lacha bishulei not in the sense of bishul bideiro, but in the sense of tzli, because bishul bideiro, how could we even have a salgedaitoch to apply the concept of kibeli kachpilti ligabi bishul bideiro? So even the teretz of the Gemara that shana leiv tishie, so it also means bitzli, but al the bishul we do not say shana leiv tishie. So because what does the shie mean? This is what the Ramban says. Because what does Shia mean? Shia means that it has no pores at all. There is no tissue in the world that has no pores. But, in other words, the pores are very, very slight. So, there couldn't be any blie. So, when couldn't there be any blie? Al the tree. They are, you know. So, then there could be blie. This is how the Ramban explains. So, but the Rambam holds, no. The Rambam and Rashi, they hold that according to the Teretz of the Gemara says, when the Parashu says, that it's no riot on this right that we say Kibbeli Kachpelte, but Shana Leiv Tishie, so the Pshat and the Breit, the Kir Lacha Bishulei is, even Bishul Bideiro. And because the pores are very, very slight, so they couldn't even be Blie, I'll be Bishul Bideiro.
But this is the explanation given by the Tzaddik. So that's explanation. But the explanation given by the Tzaddik that the reason is why Baisa Dovuk would say that the Tzichanat is there, because if let's say you have chiyuv that is dovuk to the kidney of the baby, and that kidney of the baby is cooked in a pot together with other chiyuv water. So the male, he assuming that there is no chum, there is no membrane that is mastic between the chiyuv and the kidney. So true that the kidney spread out, the chiyuv, that is the pet to the kidney, so that spreads out over all the chiyuv in the chiyuv. But first, ist es nicht wahr, der Chilek ist nicht wahr, in der Küche, in der Küche, dass die Attest der Chilek, Attest der Chilek, die ist verdoppelt. Und dann, after that, it spread out and becomes even in the city that in the rest of the area. So, for the first, let's say, 10 minutes, in the cooking process, so, the people, so then the Chilek gives the time, just in the kidney, and then it spreads throughout the day. So because it's started in the hero in the book, in the Shikha that is double three, yeah? So because of that, we apply the meaning of Shikha, of Shikharat in the day. Now, so there are some who explain this being Fasir of the Shikha. So I'll leave up here on the basis of Isadoma. And Isadoma. Because after all, the lady is double to the dust. I mean, she has all the dust. The lady has a bit of an Isadoma. So as the male, we applied our crop to her. We have nothing in there. But they say, the other would say no, that we cannot apply our crop to the double here. Because what the reason for Isadoma? Because the Isha, that is double to the Isha. So first it is started in the Isha that is double to Isha. And later on, it spread in the rest of the Zira, but here, on account of the fact that the dam that is coming from the halal of the lake becomes with Yabin, so it doesn't become absorbed in the rain, at any prior time, then it becomes a dirt by the other from the rain. So in Melee, the whole time of Isadovuk is not Shaya. So the question arises, so why do we say, the answer is, because of the same fact, that the Dam Shebelezi is Yavish Vitechei, and because of that, so it gives the time in the rain at the same time that it gives the time in the rest of the day, right? So because of that, the leaf itself remains out there. Why? Because since it is Yavish Vitechei, so Mimele, it cannot be taken out completely. So because of that, there always remains, even at the end of the cooking process, there will be more of a concentration of dam in the leaf than in the Adachtiche. So merely because of that, the Leiv Atmeidah. You'll see that as we go over the Shach. Right. The Yikrei, Vafilu Yikrei Tamech, HaLeiv Atmeidah. The Yikrei is Mi'at Tovi Valei. The Yikrei is Mi'at Tovi Valei. So in other words, because it's Mavriyak in the Klip. So it's Mavriyak in the Klip. V'yesh Machmirim Be'i, Afilu B'nich, Le'eser Shom Boso Shemim Lachimei. So there is a day that the first the shite of the mechaberi, the psak of the mechaberi, that if you are milei adalei without tearing it open, so then the leiv itself remains muter because the tereachem lechosei, and the leiv itself is muter. Why? Because and the same thing is true. If you are Melei Adalei without tearing it open together with Adach Tiches, so the Adach Tiches are also Muter. And we do not say, after all, you didn't tear it open, so all the Dam HaKonus B'Sich HaLev remained there. And B'Melei through the Meliche, so it was Nivra in the Adach Tiches. So Dam from the Dam HaKonus of the Lev was Nivra in the Adach Tiches that were in contact with the Lev. So the Mele Dadach Ticha should remain not there, for the same reason, because Kibele Kach Peilte, that's the Shite of the Mechaber. And then Brother Ramo says, V'yesh Machmirim Bei, Afilo Bim Liche, Le'ese Yosho Boso Shenim Lachimei, Ve'imrin, Dile Amrinon Kibele Kach Peilte, Gavida Malei, Vakonet Vesechei, Dehavida Mamesh, Ve'loi Mikre Dam Pleite, So they say that vis-a-vis the Adach Tiches that were Nimlach, with
with the leaf that was not torn open before the Melicha, we cannot apply the principle of Kibele Kach Pelte. Why not? But the Gemara says Kibele Kach Pelte. So the Gemara says Shanali Dijir. But all these Rishayim, they say that this is their Tchir Baalme. And Alim Ademes, so the reason is to why we say Kiri Lacha Bishule, which means Kiri Lacha Tzuyose. So it's because of Kibele Kach Pelte. So how can we say that we do not say Kibele Kach Pelte, Gabi Dam, Leiva Kone, we say Hey, so it's a vice in the Foreshes, that Loi Kore, so Kiri Bishule, Kiri Lacha Bishule, which means Lacha Tzuyose. And that is based upon Kibele Kach Pelte. So how can these Yeshemrim say that we do not apply the principle of Kibele Kach Pelte, Ligabe, Dam, Haleiv, Hakonus, Hakonus, we say Hey? So they say as follows. So it can be explained in two ways. Either on the basis of Shana Levishir. So in other words, that the reason as to why it's Kiri Lachatz L'Yosei is not because of Kibele Kach Pelte, but it's because Shana Levishir, as Ramban says. Now, why can't we apply the principle of Kibele Kach Pelte? So they'll say, Kibele Kach Pelte is only Shayach Ligabe Dam Pleite. In other words, if, let's say, one Chtiche of Boso is Bilei Adam from another Chtiche of Boso, out of the tree, so then we say Kibele Kach Pelte. So the same Dam that was absorbed by the Chtiche out of the tree, so was Nifla at the end of the tree process, of the tree process. Out the edge. So there the dam is not dam bien. Masheike, if dam bien falls on ichtiche that is on the spit and fire which is being boiled, or if dam bien, we learned that in Simen Ayin, if dam bien falls on ichtiche that is on the salting board, so then we don't say kibele kach pelte. Just as this dam bien was nivla from meliche, from meliach arekreseach. So at the end of the meliche process, it will be different again, because we only apply the concept of Kibele Kach Pelte ligabe dam plate, dam that is niflet from one chtiche and absorbed by another chtiche through meliche, is niflet through the same, through the whole meliche. Mashen came dam behem that falls upon a chtiche on the salting board, we don't say Kibele Kach Pelte. So the Mele, they say, these poskim say that where the leaf that was not torn open was salted together with other chtichas boso, the other chtichas boso become oser, and we cannot say kibele kach pelte, because that leaf that was not torn open, the dam akonus is dam be'en. The dam akonus is dam be'en, and since it's dam be'en, so mimele. We cannot apply the principle of Kibele Kach Pelte. So why is the leaf itself muter? So either we say, like the Ramban, that the reason is why it's Kiri Lacha Bishule Lacha Tzuyosei is not because of Kibele Kach Pelte, but it's because Shana Leiv Dishie, so mainly the leaf becomes muter because the tissue of the leaf is relatively smooth, so it cannot absorb. Masha'inke, the tissue of the adachtichas boso, that's not relatively smooth, so that has substantial pores. So mimele, through the melichet, by virtue of the fact that the adachtichas boso were nimlach together with the leif, so the dam hakonus of the leif was absorbed by the adachtichas, and we cannot say kibele kach pelte because it's dam ben, but the leif itself doesn't become oser according to the Ramban, because not because of Kibele Kach Pelte, but because Shana Leiv Dishie. And then there are poskim who say that according to the Maskona of the Gemara, so Kiri Lacha Bishule is based upon Kiri Lacha Tzuyosei, is based upon the principle of Kibele Kach Pelte. But what does it mean, Kibele Kach Pelte? Why? But how can we apply the principle of Kibele Kach Pelte Ligabi Dam Be'en? Here the Dam HaKonus B'sich Halal Aleiv. So that's certainly dam ben. The answer is this dam, that is this dam akonus of the leaf that is absorbed by other chatiches, so has to be treated like that, like damber. But the dam, but this dam hakonus, that is the little bit of dam hakonus that is absorbed by the defni aleiv, by the psar aleiv, by the tissue of the leiv. So on account of the relative smoothness, I mean this is a mitzias. So on account of the relative smoothness of the tissue of the leiv, so mainly it cannot absorb the dam bien, but only those droplets that are thinned out and separated from the rest, which is relatively thick. So only the thin particles, the thin droplets of the dam hakonus are absorbed by the psar aleiv, by the tissue of the leiv. And so the rest, so the bulk of the dam ha'aleiv cannot be absorbed by the defni aleiv, for the simple reason that it's relatively smooth, because leiv is sheir. But a little bit of some droplets of the dam, the thin droplets of the dam, can be absorbed even by the relatively smooth tissue of the leiv. So in regard to those, to that little bit of dam, the relatively thin droplets of dam that are absorbed by the tissue of the leiv, so we can apply the aloha of kibbeinu kachpelte. So in other words, so true that according to maskona of the gemore, the aloha of imri korei kiden bishulei sekerei lachat bishulei, which means lachat liyosei, so it's based upon esthesis, upon the principle of kibbeinu kachpelte, but the bulk of the dam akonus cannot be absorbed by the tissue of the leiv, but miat, a little bit of the dam hakonus leiv can be absorbed. Only the thin droplets. So that those thin droplets have a din like the dam plate, not like dam bien. Why do we say that vis-a-vis dam plate we apply the principle of kibbeinu kachpelte? Vis-a-vis dam bien we don't apply. Why? What difference does it make? Dam is dam. The answer is, dam plate means dam that was contained in the interior of the chatiche. And then it was niflat. Through tzli, through miliche, it was niflat. So that those droplets, which are niflat from the interior, which are hardly visible, they are certainly very, very thin. So mimele, we can apply the principle of kibbeinu kachpelte. But dam bien, which is relatively viscous and thick, so we cannot apply the principle of kibbeinu kachpelte. So the reason as to why, so there are poskim who accept the pshita of thesis, that according to maskona of the gemore, so kerei lachat bishulei, which means kerei lachat liyosei, is based upon the principle of kibbeinu kachpelte. But the question is, but dam bien, we don't say we got the dam bien kibbeinu kachpelte. The answer is, why is there a distinction between dam plate and dam bien? Because dam plate is relatively very thin, dam bien is relatively very viscous and thick. So in regard to the psar aleiv, so on account of the shear, on account of the fact that the shear is relatively smooth, so mainly the bulk of the dam hakonus of the halal aleiv cannot be absorbed by the psar aleiv. Only a little bit. What little bit? The thin droplets of the dam hakonus can be absorbed. So those thin droplets of the dam hakonus have the same status as dam plate. Mashenke, vis-a-vis the other chtiches that were nimlach together with the delay, and their tissue is not shie in any way. So mimele, their tissue absorbs not only the thin droplets of dam hakonus, but they absorb even the viscous and thick drops of dam. So, regarding dam ben, we don't say kibbeinu kachpelte. This is what Rambam says. V'yesh machmirim be'afilu b'miliche, v'esher shor boso shinim lachimei, v'emrim v'amrinon kibbeinu kachpelte gavi dam alei v'akonet b'seichei, d'have dam mamesh, v'lo mikra dam pleite. But it is considered as dam pleite vis-a-vis the leiv itself. Because of the relative smoothness of the tissue of the leiv, so it will not absorb the bulk of the dam hakonus, but only a little bit. Which little bit? The thinned out dam. That thinned out dam has a status of dam plate. The aminoglobulin. So the minig is lehokei, that even if the leiv was nimlach with other chatiches boso, so the other chatiches do not become osir. Do not become osir. Why? Why? Because kibeli kachbeilte. But the question is, kibeli kachbeilte, how can we apply the principle of kibeli kachbeilte vis-a-vis the other chatiches, whose tissue is not relatively smooth? Is not relatively smooth? The answer is, because of the fact that the dam hakonus bishalal aleiv is nisyabish b'seichei, so memele it acquires its status. So all the dam hakonus acquires its status not of dam be'en, but of dam plate. Why dam plate? Because it becomes dried up. So whatever is absorbed, it must have been very thinned out. So it has a din of dam plate. V'shayach u'neima bei, kibei lekach pelte, mide dehave adam shebechuti, k'mo shenizboi alil tzimen chov beis. So, in other words, so we also apply, if he didn't cut the chuti, the veins open, so, in other words, and he was tailored, so it's muta. But we say, kibei, so we say, kibei kach pelte, kibei kach pelte, but, why do we say so? Here too, we apply the principle of kibeli kapil, which is boil liu tzimen chol beis. V'yesh machmirin likleiv k'tzas v'mokim shehoyu aleiv dok v'teiv lochush lidivrei. So what does it mean, likleiv k'tzas? Because according to some shita, the yesh machmirin, so the chtiches boso that one imlach together with the leiv remainos. We do not apply the principle of kibeli kach peyote, because the dam hakonus v'sech aleiv vis-a-vis atad achtiches, so have a din of dam be'en, and ligabi dam be'en, we don't apply the principle of kibeli kach peyote. So memele, what he says, v'amineglot, but he said, al-tzada, in order that it should be al-tzada yisatei, so we should be kalev, just from the surface of the chatiches that were in contact with the leaf. Why? Because the halacha is that moliach harei kriseach, it can only be mavliach in iklip. But we are machmir. There are more paskins that we are machmir, because we are cheshesh that every chatiches bosor and every chatiche has a din of a dovashom. But miikha di dine, miliche can only be mavliya. Can only be mavliya can eclip. So mimele in this case, where most poskim hold that the dam hakonus bishalev has the status of dam plate even vis-a-vis the other. And it's not treated like dam be'en. Why isn't it treated dam be'en? Because it's nisya beish b'seichel. So only the thinned out droplets of the dam hakonus are capable of being absorbed by echtichas boso. But there is a shita that says that vis-a-vis the other echtiches, so the dam hakonus is to be treated like dam be'en. Mimele, we cannot apply the principle of kibeli kach peyote, but once we are kalev the other echtiches, they clip it. So mimele, it's certainly muter, and it's al tzada yisatei. In other words, that we should be chenshish for so many choshes. First of all, maybe the halacha is like the rishonim that the dam hakonus vis-a-vis adachtiches is to be treated like dam be'en, and then we should be chenshish on top of that every chtiche today is idom hashomein. That's too much of a chumre. That's a chumre on top of a chumre. So mimele, he says, v'yeish machmirin likleif k'tzas b'mokim shoy aleiv davuk v'teiv lochosh l'divreyem v'likleif k'tzas soviv aleiv v'yod hakel muter. So then it's al tzada yisatei, because even according to those rishonim who say that the dam hakonus in respect to other chatziches is to be treated like dam be'en, mimele we cannot apply the principle of kibeli kach peyote, but moliach harei kriseach only asers kidei klipe. So, but where there was real milichet et hatzet. So then we have to be cheshish, maybe it's a double shomim. But in this case, we don't have to be cheshish for that on top of the other chumim. Why? We don't have to be vein chiluk bein boso shiim aleiv oy aleiv asme. Vein chiluk, so again, he reiterates that, in other words, that once he's kaleiv, sorry, valeiv, so then there is no difference. So he says, so there is no difference between boso shiim aleiv oy aleiv asme. Because if you didn't tear open the leiv, so sometimes it is sogol lemailo, it's completely sogol, and sometimes even though you didn't tear it open completely, but it's posuach lemailo. So in other words, so he says it doesn't make any difference, even in the case where it's for Suach Lemailo, so it's proper to be Kaili, Sovi Valley. Now, in other words, we shouldn't say that when is it necessary to be Kaili, Sovi Valley, if the leif was completely closed, it was Sovi Lemailo. But if it was Suach Lemailo, so then it's not necessary to be Kaili, Sovi Valley. So he says, no, even if it is for Suach Lemailo, it's still necessary, in order to make it also Ayesatei, to be Kaili, Sovi Valley. And even if the leiv is sogol lemailo, if you are kaleiv sogol lemailo, it's enough. If you are kaleiv sogol lemailo, so even if the leiv is sogol lemailo, so it is enough. Ve'ein chiluk bin aleiv sogol v'pasuach lemailo. V'nei agin lechatchil elachteich olas aleiv. V'lachteich to cut off the membrane of the leiv. Dolas aleiv. V'lachteich didn't shebifnin, but that's not based upon any din. And anything that's based upon Kabbalah. Vein el chumre uzirus down. Ein eiv shelo yehi be shishim kineged lido. Umuter afulu dovuk be. So there is no eiv that should not have shishim neged a leiv, because the leiv of an eiv is very, very small. So mele, as long as you have the eiv, so you can presume safely that the volume of the eiv has 60 measures neged the volume of the leiv. Afilu udovudu. Umuter afilu udovudu. V'chol leiv yesh b'samech. Afilu eim b'yoreish v'raglayim atachteim. K'derech shenei agim l'osirot. V'ayin ad arkuv atachteim. V'loch ein imo eiv sholeim hakl muter. V'im eino eiv sholeim. So and then the eiv does not have shishim. Negatively, we like to be samech, negatively, hadobubay. Suppose the leiv is not complete. So maybe it's possible, if it's not complete. So in other words, at the time of the, so if it's not complete, so there is no shishim in the negatively. So ye shemri, so if there is no shishim in the eiv, negatively, and the eiv is dovuk to the leiv, so yeshemri da'achticha nasis nevele ubinon samer b'gdeire neged kol eiv. So then, because of the halacha of isa dovuk, So in Mele, the whole leiv becomes echticha din sure, because of the chas and that's Mele. Because of this adobu, v'chein neyagi. So he says, yei shemri. So the Kohen says, why yei shemri? De'achticho hadvuko mimayo livleya, v'nasis miyad nevele. V'nasis miyad nevele. So he says that only yei shemri. Now, so you couldn't say, he says Yeshemri because there are many Rishayim who are chilek on the whole din, on the whole din of Tichas Nas Nevele by Shori Suri, and on the whole din of Isa Davuk. Because here is the Ramo paskins like the Rishayim, that we apply the Aloha of Tichas Nas Nevele to Kol Isuri, and even Isa Davuk to Kol Isuri. So why does he say Yeshemri? So the Goyen explains it. The Goyen says, not the Zion, the Shemri da'achticha ha'advuko mimaya livleya, inatis liyad livleya. So, Mimele, that's the reason as to why it's only Asian. Because the other poskim would say, even those who accept the halacha of Itadovuk in Aftihasa, but they don't apply it here. Why? Because they say that the reason that here we cannot apply the concept of Itadovuk. Why? Because what's the reason as to why Itadovuk is not Mimele? Because as the Shach explains it in Simen Tarigreis, as the Shach explains it in Simen Tarigreis, because the Achticho had Vukom in my Olivleya, in Asriya Nevela. If you have, let's say, a cloyance to which Chilev is attached. And so Mimele, the first few moments of the Bishop process, the Chilev gives it time in the cloyance. He doesn't give it time in the rest of the day. Then later on, so the Bria spread out in the rest of the day. So, but let's say for the first 10 or 15 minutes, so only the cloyance portion had the time of the chayre, not the other chayre in the day. So because of that, we applied the aloche of chtichas nasnereile, because for the first moment in the bishul process, so this had a time, and the other chtichas did not absorb it yet. That don't know what. So Mimele, that's why the Ramos says yeshemrin, because there are some poskim who say that on account of the fact that the dam Hakonus becomes Nisiyavik Viseichei, so Mimele the Dam Hakonus is not Mimaya Lifleya, is not Mimaya Lifleya in the eighth, as against the Adach Tiches Nevet. Adach Tiches Nevet. So that's why he says, Yei Shemrim Dach Tichon Nas Nevelo. So in other words, Vinei Sholem, Yileke Bisamech, Neged Aleiv, Adovuk Beis, so, and then the Adach Tiches in the Geret. But the eighth is Dovuk to the Leiv. So some say that we apply the principle of Tichas Nas Nevelo, of Isha Dovuk. But some say that here we do not apply the principle of Isadobuk of Tichas Nevela, because the whole reason as to why Isadobuk is not Nevela is because the Isadobuk, the Chticha that is Dobuk to eat there, is Mimaya Livleya. And later on, the other Chtichas are Beleya Dinsa. Mashenkin in this case, on account of the fact that the Dam Akonus of the Leis is Misyabish Bisechaleis, so Mimele this Dam Hanisyabish is not Mimaya Livleya in the Eis, as against the other Chtichas Negev. So Mimele we do not require Shishi Negev the whole Eis, that is double clear. But only some say, Yei Shemen Dach Tichnas Nelele Bine Samen Zeyre Negev Korei. וכן היה, ואפילו היא כסמה בזהירה, הוי פוסח, הוי יו, ואין בי, so even if there is סמה בזהירה, so הוי פוסח, הוי יו ואין בי סמך נגד הלאי, הדובק בי, ואם אין הלאי דובק בי, מצטרף כל הגדירה לבטל הלאי בסמך. ואין לי כמה נשים את הרגבי זה, שתכנס לזהירה, ואין לי אחו בהימו שהיא סמך נגד לי. So the cloud is, אין אי אפשר יהיה בשישים כנגד לי בי. Because the leaf of an eighth is very, very small. Ba'she'ike, a behemo, so whose leaf is large, so we do not say that there is a presumption that a behemo has 60 times the size of the leaf. That cloud only applies to the leaf of an eighth. So even though the eighth is much smaller than a behemo, but the heart of an eighth is so small that the whole eighth usually has 60 times the volume of the leaf. Mashenke, the leaf of a behemoth, so it's very large, so even the whole size of the behemoth does not necessarily have 60 times the size of the leaf. Horei nitzchir hachituch, avu no agu likoro v'mistayach haknukonei sagdilim shalo u'mina gyafu. Now, next time we'll go over the main tars and shachs of Simen Ayin Beis, not all, and then we'll proceed with Simen Ayin Beis.